Hello and welcome to Press TV's exclusive interview with the President of Turkey, Mr. Abdullah Gül. Now, as President of Turkey, this is his first time visiting the Islamic Republic of Iran with a delegation of 130 businessmen and investors. To that effect, it's already been hailed as a successful trip. The two countries have promised to up their trade to $30 billion annually. Turkey and Iran are two important countries in a very strategic region. Given the developments in the Middle East, and most notably the recent ones in North Africa, the cooperation between the two countries, given that Turkey has emerged as a power broker, will be very vital to peace and stability in the region. President Gül, a pleasure and honor to have you for this interview. Let me first start with Turkey's supportive stance on Iran's nuclear program. Obviously, the involvement of Turkey, along with Brazil, brokering the Tehran nuclear declaration was very important. That was a breakthrough. And, of course, more recently, Istanbul was the venue where you hosted the P5 plus one talks. If I can ask you, you have said that Turkey is after concluding Iran's nuclear program. How are you going to go about that? What role Turkey will play in getting this close to this conclusion?
Definitely, this is a very sensitive issue, nuclear issue. So therefore, our policy is based on principles here. We think that all the countries, including Iran, has the right to use and develop the nuclear energy for the peaceful way and for the peaceful use. So it is Iran's right. The second point is Iran is a part of NPT. So it means that Iran can get benefit from the international atomic energy from the agents, but at the same time has responsibilities. Responsibilities means that it has to be transparent. So the agency should be satisfied that everything is for the peaceful, not for the weapon. And third point is this. We want to see this dispute solved in a peaceful way. It means that through diplomacy and dialogue. So we defend these principles. And when the time comes, we act accordingly. That's why we joined in Tehran Declaration. That's why we use our vote in UN Security Council accordingly. And that's why now we've been trying to help to create a good climate between P5 plus one and Iran. So this means that this role of Turkey is a facilitator. So we are facilitating between two sides. And we are not doing this just for ourselves. Since there's a demand from the both sides, we want to be helpful and we will continue if this demand continues. Many countries or leaders or politicians, they might think that why Turkey is so interested in this. It's so clear. We are the part of this region. We are the neighbor of Iran. So we cannot ignore what's happening there. Definitely, we don't want to see the huge problem in this part of the world. So therefore, it is our right and also responsibility to deal with this issue and try to help. And if we are helpful, definitely we are also glad.
Okay, let's move on to Israel. Now, there was the Davos incident. Many recall that in terms of the Prime Minister Erdogan and what happened there, lashing out at Shimon Peres because of the war that Israel exerted on Gaza. And of course, more recently, it's almost coming up to a year, the Mavi Marmara incident, in which Turkey has been very clear of what they want from Israel, but again, pretty much deteriorating the relationship between Turkey and Israel. But at the same time, and I say this a little bit with hesitation, it doesn't seem like the relationship has really weakened it that much. If we look at, and perhaps you could shed light, militarily speaking, I mean, the embassy, Israel's embassy is still in operation.
First of all, I want to share my, or our vision with you for the Middle East. We want to see peace there. How the peace can be achieved? It's very easy. It's the two-state solution. Palestinian states on their own land and it's not the puppet states. It is the real states that Israel there. So they have to live together as a good neighbor there. For that, definitely Israel should understand the demands of the Palestinians and also should work, should follow the policies in that direction. The blockage going on Gaza is not legitimate one. I'm not saying this, all the international organizations and all the leaders, they are saying and all the leaders are urging Israel that this embargoes, blockage should be lifted from President Obama to all the European leaders. Not only Muslim leaders are calling on Israel to do this. So definitely Palestinian problem is not the problem of only Palestinians, or it's not the problem of only for Arabs. It's the problem of all the Muslims and all the humanities who really care the violation of the human rights. There's a clear-cut violation there. So therefore, Turkey is very sensitive on this issue. And these Marmara, Mavi Marmara ships. In fact, there were several ships, more than one. They were carrying some people from 38 countries. Not only Turks were going in those ships. And it was a humanitarian convoy. So we have to title the name very correctly. It was a humanitarian convoy. They were not carrying weapons, they were not carrying anything wrong, just they were carrying some food for children or babies or some basic needs of the people. So they were attacked in the international waters, seas. So therefore, that was also illegal. Now, what happens if something happens like that? Of course, the international law, if the countries are the member of UN, if the countries they have diplomatic relationship, if they recognize each other, then the international law is the way to solve the problem. So therefore, now it is in UN, since it's not solved by literally, there is a panel there. The panel is working to find out what happened, how it happened. At the same time, there was another work in UN Geneva, human rights committees there. So they prepared their report. It was voted there. And it was accepted that the Israeli side was completely wrong. Now, the UN also will decide their decision at the end of the studies and all work, the report will end, and there will be a result there. So we are waiting for that.
Well, it's appreciated how you obviously focus on what you said, your vision for peace in the Middle East, that's very important to you. But I want to touch on a subject. Well, let me start with a statement you have said that in order to secure security in the Middle East, one thing to do is to eliminate nuclear weapons throughout the Middle East. Now, one thing that I have found is the fact that you have a military base that is hosting, according to some reports, up to 90 U.S. nuclear weapons. Now, isn't this a threat to Turkey's security and the countries in the region?
First of all, we want to see Middle East free from all the nuclear weapons. So Middle East should not have any country in the region, should not have any weapon of mass destruction. In fact, there is a very legitimate study for that also, UN study for that. There's a 687 resolution passed by UN right away after the first Gulf War, and the decision was to clean the whole Middle East for the weapon of mass destruction. So it's our vision, in fact. We sincerely believe this, and we work on that direction. As a matter of fact, not only the Middle East, the world should get rid of all the weapons of mass destruction. The recent agreements between Russia and United States is good, in fact, and they are reducing, and we hope that at the end the world, this globe, will get rid of all the weapons of mass destruction.
I want to expand a little bit more on this air base, and that is in terms of the cooperation that the United States has with you in this air base in Incirlik. It was interesting to see the U.S. Air Force in the header of the website of Incirlik. What function does the U.S. have there, especially regarding the missions, the U.S. missions in Iraq and Afghanistan?
No, that airfield belongs to Turkey. It's under the Turkish commanders. So it's not the U.S. officers are not controlling that one. There's the agreement, and Turkey is a member of NATO since 1952, so therefore Within that context, we are alliance, in fact. So this is, we are alliance with the U.S. So therefore, we have some military cooperation. As far as Iraq is concerning, withdrawal of Iraqi for American forces from Iran, from Iraq, from time to time, they can use that. But everything is under Turkish officers there. So without our knowledge, nothing can happen there.
Let's look at the revolution that happened in North Africa, in Maghreb, specifically, obviously, Tunisia and Egypt. I mean, that's I'm sure you agree, it's quite a development of what is happening in the region. Now, Turkey made public its feelings on Egypt. Your words of your country was, no government can survive against the will of its people. But there was no reaction that was reported in terms of your country as to what was going on in Azerbaijan. You know, there were some there were cases of banning of headscarves there. There was the arrest of some opposition figures. I'm curious why there was no response from Turkey regarding Azerbaijan that we're aware of.
I mean, first of all, what you are asking clearly, what's happening in the Middle East, what are the changes over there, or?
No, in regards, well, just comparing reactions that came from your country to what happened in Egypt, but which there was, and Tunisia, there was repression. I mean, the people in Tunisia, for example, did not.
I understand. Let me respond in general terms. We very sincerely believe that the wish of the people should be respected. And we also sincerely believe that fundamental rights of the people should be given. All the people in Muslim countries, all, they have to enjoy with all the democratic rights. It's their right, in fact. While the many countries in Europe, in America, or in other parts, when the people are enjoying with all kind of rights, why our people will not be able to enjoy with the fundamental rights? We have to question this. And I remember now in Tehran in 2003, there was a Islamic conference meeting here. I made a speech and I called on all the member countries that we have to put our home in order. We have to carry out fundamental reforms. We cannot be blind. And we have to listen the voice of the people and the reforms, political reforms, economic reforms, democratic reforms. The leaders should force this. If the leaders doesn't force or they don't lead this, the people will lead this. It's what's happening, in fact. Definitely when we talk about fundamental rights, the reforms, justice, equality between people, accountability, transparency, all the measures against corruption, economic transparency, and of course the religious rights of the people. These are all fundamental rights. So whatever people they believe, it's up to them. But they have to be able to live as they believe. So if there are restrictions on this, it's definitely will not continue like that, wherever it's happening. So therefore, the freedom is essential. Justice is essential. And I sincerely believe that all these Islamic countries, they need fundamental reforms. That's what's happening. Because the leaders, they didn't see this demand. They didn't acknowledge the demand of the people, and then it erupted. So that's happening. Nothing is a surprise. The world is transparent, in fact. Now, we are able to watch, monitor everything as we watch the live football game, you see. So therefore, we should not be fooled. We should not be blind. We should be sincere, open, and have to put our homes in order.
Let's go with that line of thought regarding other countries and the aspirations that Turkey has in terms of its accession to the EU. Because, many have said that there are stumbling blocks being put in Turkey's way, unfair ones. And also, I recall you to have said that other countries are hiding behind the Cyprus issue. There are other things. Perhaps you can elaborate on that.
Well, that's happening, in fact. There are some countries that they are slowing down the process and hiding that problem themselves. But it's known, it's visible, you see. So we talk all those countries and we tell them that, look, you're doing wrong. Because it's not 20 years before, it's just 5 years ago, all the member countries, all together, they put their signature to start the full membership negotiation with Turkey. So they have to honor their signature. Definitely technical issues will be always there. Definitely there will be bargaining, there will be difficulties, ups and downs, but no one should ignore or forget the signature they put there.
Okay, Mr. Abdullahgul, it's been a pleasure and honor to have this interview with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.